the numbers are starting to add up from the oil spill in the Gulf, and for the economy, they're not looking very good.
Clearly, there is harsh environmental harm from this oil spill, but I fear there's going to be equally harsh economic damages from this oil spill. The six-month moratorium, which I think is far too broad, far too long, is estimated to cost as many as 46,000 jobs here along the Gulf Coast and lose more than $2 billion of wages. That's a lot of families without paychecks, ability to pay their bills, a lot of damage around the general economy. Just as we've seen a sluggish response to cleanups, with cities waiting weeks and weeks to get the okay to battle the oil spill in their communities, I think the president reacted far too quickly in the moratorium in a way that's going to hurt our region even more so.
They justified this moratorium based on recommendations from a panel of experts. And now we're hearing from some of those experts that, wait a minute, this isn't the plan we saw.
Some of the experts that the White House claims supported the moratorium, in fact, say that's not accurate. What they reviewed was much different than what the White House released. They didn't support that broad and that shallow of a moratorium, and really feel like they've been misrepresented in this. I think at the end of the day, the White House had already prejudged what was politically favorable for them and tried to use a panel of experts to justify their political decision, and it's wrong.
Well, the Constitution is close to everyone's heart, and the First Amendment holds a special place for a lot of people. And now they're hearing that there is actually a bill on Capitol Hill to reverse a Supreme Court decision that protected First Amendment rights.
Well, this is revealing. Here we are in the middle of a war, a major recession, dangerous deficits, now an oil spill. And congressional Democrats, what do they want to focus on? Protecting their seats. They're calling this the Disclose Act. It ought to be called the Suppression of Free Speech Act, because that's what it does, and it's designed to do one thing: elect Democrats to Congress to further tighten down our free speech rights.
The president's taking a pretty hard line with Israel right now, but the Republican Study Committee is letting Israel know they do have allies in the U.S. because they are our strongest ally in the Middle East.
Well, the same week the president met with the Palestinian leaders and promised another $400 million of U.S. taxpayer help to that land, conservative House members have stepped forward with a letter defending Israel's right to prevent weapons coming into that Hamas-controlled area of the Gaza Strip. I signed a letter, along with other House conservatives, to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to tell him we agree. Israel has a right and responsibility to ensure the safety of their democratic nation.
It may sound strange to some people, but it sure seems like the Democrats are admitting the stimulus failed while they're putting more and more non-defense spending onto the defense appropriations bill. How is all this making sense to the American people?
There is a disturbing trend in Washington where this new Congress and White House uses the funding for our troops in Afghanistan and Iraq for other social items. You know, less than half of this war funding is going to go to our troops. Some of it is proposed to go to a new bailout of government workers, to college loans, to permit abortions in military hospitals, almost everything but supporting our troops. And now they're trying to justify it by using stimulus funding. In effect, they've admitted the stimulus has failed. Democrats admitted it has failed. They ought to use the money for something else. State bailouts, government bailouts, more spending at a time of dangerous debts, that's not the answer.
Well, I know that home makeover shows are popular, Mr. Brady, but do the ICE detention centers really need that HGTV treatment?
This is crazy. We're spending taxpayer money to house illegal immigrants, making sure they have art classes and bingo. They're adding hanging plants and continental breakfasts over the weekends. Look, these are people who are here illegally. And the truth is, we have 180,000 illegal immigrants backlogged, waiting to get to the courts to be deported. And we're spending money not on that system, but on making sure they're comfortable and have newly decorated couches. This is outrageous use of our tax dollars, and I think just crazy.